And speaking of kitchen science, it sounded like you guys had a bit of a storm this week.
We did, yes. I was a little bit worried at launching bottle rockets into the lightning-filled sky, but as long as they weren't attached to a copper wire, I think we're safe. But we did get absolutely drenched, yes.
Well, moving from one storm to another, I've got an email here from Shabnam in Canada, and he asks, why do thunderstorm clouds have such a clean, flat top?
Well, we actually had some great responses to this on our forum from paul.fr, but basically the story is that thunderstorms are formed of what are known as cumulonimbus clouds. Now, these grow from the billowy cumulus clouds, like those ones you see in cartoons. And these grow upwards, and the reason they do this is because if the sun heats up the ground, you get thermals, which is like warm air, and it rises, pushing up the clouds.
And are these the same sort of thermals that birds use to lift themselves really high up in the sky, and also people on hang gliders?
Yes, I mean, big heavy birds like vultures and things, ones that live in quite hot areas, will wait for the thermals to rise before they can get up in the air, because obviously they're quite heavy, so they find it quite hard to take off.
So once these thermals have lifted the clouds up, how do they get that flat top?
Right, well, they keep growing upwards and then they reach what is known as the tropopause, which is the part of the atmosphere between the troposphere, which is the bit nearest to the ground, and the stratosphere, which is the next layer up.
And what happens there?
Well, what you get here is known as an inversion, which is where you get cold air sitting over warm air. Now, what everyone's used to is the warm air rising and therefore being above the cold air, but this doesn't happen in the stratosphere because it gets colder and colder as you go up. And this means that the clouds can't go any further as it hits the wall of warm air, so it spreads out along the top and it's very flat. Now, obviously, because the climate is very complicated, there are lots of other factors involved, but that's basically the story.
Good stuff. Well, we've had a few more emails that I'd like to mention before we've run out of time on this week's show, including this one from Giuseppe Tasso, who said, "Dear friends, I'm so happy I discovered your website. It's so interesting and so nice to read and listen to as podcasts." Well, thank you very much. It's nice to hear from you. Diana?
And we've had another lovely email from Marcello, who said he'd like to drop us a note to let us know how much he enjoys our podcasts. He just discovered the site a few weeks ago and has downloaded and listened to almost all of them.
Well, that's very nice to hear. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we'll be back with more of the best bits from The Naked Scientist travels around the world. But get your questions into chris@thenakedscientist.com and have a fantastic week.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.